Hebrews 11:1 tells us what? Well, when I get there, I'll tell you. It's in the Bible. I know this. It's in the New Testament. It's the faith chapter. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have honored Bob and Linda today. They're 37 years of ministry here at Victory Baptist Church, and we're thankful for that. And they have stepped down from being the piano player and being the song leader after 37 years. And the Bible tells us to give honor to whom honor is due. There's nothing that comes to my mind after 37 years of doing one thing. Nothing comes to my mind more than being faithful. The word faithful obviously comes to my mind. And when I think of the word faithful, I like to break it down. Faithful, full of faith. I just twist it up and make it full of faith. Now, there is a definition, and I'll give it to you here in just a few minutes. But faithfulness is something that is so important. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I've said this often. It's not required in a steward that a man be found good looking. It's not required in stewards that a man be found talented. It's not required in stewards that a man be found rich. It's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithful. You can't help your looks sometimes. If you know, some of you probably could use a comb, use it. Or some of you need some polish. The old adage, if the barn needs painted, paint it, right? So some of you can use makeup, that's fine. You can dress appropriately. But you really can't help anything about your looks. You look like who you are. Right? I mean, you could do what Jimmy did and had plastic surgery to try to look like Tom Cruise over there. I'm glad he's doing well, by the way. He had surgery on his eyes, and I've been joking with him about it. I asked Thelma when she came home, I said, does he look like Tom Cruise? No. I don't know what that meant. I don't know how she said it. No or no. I don't know. But you know, it's not required. And Stuart said, a man be found good looking. You can't do anything about that anyway. And you might not be able to do anything about you being rich or talented. You know, I'd love to know how to play the guitar. I can't even play a radio with static. Go in the car and listen. My car gets static. I am not technically inclined to be able to play an instrument, I don't think. I suppose if I worked at it long enough, I could. But it's just not a gift that I have. I was reading this morning, or this afternoon in my devotions, I was reading about a guy by the name of He-Man. And he had sons, and they were given the gift of music. He was the musician of the temple, and his sons could play all sorts of instruments. And I thought, God give him a talent. It's not required in stewards that you be found talented, because you may not be able to help be able to play or sing. But everybody in this room, and I mean everybody, can be faithful. That doesn't take a gift. It doesn't take a calling. It takes character. And faithfulness is important. And so when you have somebody that's done something for 37 years in front of people, especially in the beginning when it was just out in the field, you know, it takes faithfulness to stick with it. And I appreciate faithfulness. There's four words that I want to look at. One of them will be the word faithful, but the first word that I want to look at is the word faith. Faith. Hebrews chapter 11, 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So to take that word faith, you break it down in the Greek, and the word means persuasion. Credence, moral convictions, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation. This is what the word means. Especially a reliance upon Christ for salvation. Faith is assurance. Faith is belief. Faith is believing. Faith and fidelity. So basically, the word faith is belief or credence or persuasion. Of course, salvation is something that takes faith, belief, persuasion that Christ is God and that He is the way, the truth, and the life. We want to think that faith, the people that have a hard time with the word faith are people that want to have everything in knowledge. But faith is not knowledge necessarily. Faith is belief. One day, I'll say goodbye to faith. One day, I'll say goodbye to prayer. I won't be able to pray one day, and one day I'll no longer have faith. One day my faith will be made sight, and I'll say, farewell, farewell, sweet half an hour or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever you give the Lord in prayer. It'd be nice if it was a sweet hour of prayer. But faith is something that we can all have. It's a belief, a persuasion. I believe. Last night I came out of the parking lot and I looked to my left and up there in my, no, it was my right. Over on my right there was this orange star. I said, that was, I don't remember that being there last night. And I'm sure it was. But it wasn't a star, it was Mars. You'll probably see it tonight. Pastor Dave took out an app on his phone and says, let's see what that is. Took it, held his phone up there and said, oh, it's Mars. And that's Saturn, and that's Venus. Or Jupiter. I said, wow. So you know what I did when I went home? I downloaded that app. I went outside, and I was outside in the yard doing this. And you know, you can go to China and do this. If you do this, it goes to China. It tells you what's down there, too. I mean, now none of us have ever been to Mars. How do you know it's there? Well, we see a planet. We've heard people talk about it. You know, everybody practices faith. Some people have faith that there is no God. Why? They persuaded themselves that there's no God. The difference between having faith in God and having faith and not having faith as God is because in having faith in God, it's already ingrained in our DNA to believe in Him. We're created in His image. But for a person to choose not to believe in God, they have to make a cognitive decision to say, I choose not to believe that there is a God. Therefore, I have faith that there is no God. Faith is credence or persuasion. And I'm telling you right now, I'm persuaded that Christ is Lord. The second word I want to see is the word substance. Mentioned this just in passing on Wednesday night. Brother Pat was preaching on this. Persuasion. Or substance, excuse me. The Greek word for substance is hoopstasia. It means a setting under, support. Concretely. Confidence. Confident. Substance. The word substance means a setting under, or something set in concrete. Anybody that does any kind of building knows, and probably even if you don't do buildings, you know how important a foundation is. The Bible says faith, this belief, is the substance, is the foundation, is the concrete, is the support of the very next thing that we're going to talk about. So, it's all the stuff put together that makes it solid. You ever messed with a bag of dry quickcrete, that dry sand that turns into concrete? I was putting up some posts over at my house. We're building adding a garage onto our garage, and So we dug this 75-foot hole, I thought. It's probably more like 18 inches, but we dug this hole and took this bag of dry concrete. Gravel's inside of it, some kind of sand, some kind of stuff. It's all mixed together, just powder. It's heavy, but it's just powder. We poured that stuff in there. You take water, take a hose, you pour liquid into powder. Neither of them are solid. And you can't get those posts out unless you dig around it now, because it's set in concrete. It's foundation. Faith is the foundation. Faith is the concrete. Faith is the substance of the very next word that I want to see, of things hoped for. Now, you know this, if you've been in church, in this church especially, for a very long period of time, you know that the word hope isn't the word hope that you think it is. The word hope that we think of in America is, boy, I hope that President Trump wins the election. I didn't say that. I'm saying we're using that in a sentence. The reason that someone would use that word hope is because on November the 4th, they're not certain. Right? But this word in the King James Bible is a different word altogether, and we don't use the word hope in our English language like they did in 1611. And that word hope is a Greek word called elpizo. It means to expect, confident, confide in, hope, or trust. The expectations of God's promises fulfilled. Faith is the expectation of God's promises fulfilled. The expectation of heaven, the expectation of the future, it's the foundation. And note, it isn't seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And then the writer of Hebrews, I believe it was Paul. Don't know if it was, but I believe it was. I do know it was the Holy Ghost. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. Now, if I'm going to do some kind of lawyering, my lawyer, if I'm going to go to court, my lawyer better have some evidence. Evidence is concrete, foundational stuff that confirms one guilty or innocent. We got evidence. The glove doesn't fit, although that didn't really work. But it did work. See, it's a great expectation. And so the word hope means expectation. I don't hope that I'm going to heaven. I'm expected to be there. I don't hope that Jesus is God. I expect that He is. And see, I don't hope, I expect. And that word hope here in the King James Version of the Bible is expectation. And you don't see it. That's why one day you're going to say goodbye to faith. Because faith is the substance, the concrete foundation of things expected but not experienced or seen. See, my dad no longer has faith in heaven, because he's there. He's seen it. It can't be faith anymore. It's sight. And if it's sight, it can't be faith. So when you and I stand outside and we say, God, I want to see, will you just show up? I mean, physically show up and let me see you? He's going to say no. Why? Because we walk by faith. And it goes against his character to let you and I walk against what he tells us we walk like. And so don't expect Jesus to stand at the end of your bed, 90-foot Jesus, stand at the end of your bed tonight. No matter how down or low you are, you have something even greater than sight. You have a concrete foundational expectation that he's there, and you don't have to see him. He is there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Seen ceases to be faith. And like I said, one day our faith will fly away like our prayers, because it will be sight and I'll see Jesus. I'll be with him. And I expect so. But the final word isn't found in this verse, but it is found in this chapter. And the word is faithful. A primitive root properly to build up or support, to foster as a parent or nurse, figuratively to render. That's what the word faithful means. Firm up or faithful, to trust or believe, to be permanent or quiet, morally to be true or certain, interchangeable, to go to the right hand, go to the left hand. Hence, assurance, believing, bringing up, and establishing to be faithful. So, you know, I started off by saying it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faith and faithful, they come from the same root words. And faith is the persuasion, and faithfulness is to trust, the assurance. And I want you to know that you and I need to be faithful. We need to be full of faith. To be permanent, like a foundation is typically permanent for a building to stand upon. That's what faithfulness is. When a person is always there, Have you ever talked about somebody and say, so-and-so, you can always count on them? Do you know of anybody like that? You can always count on them? And one day they die, and you go to a church service, and they're always sitting in that spot, and they're no longer there. And you're hurt a little bit again because they're always there. That's because they were faithful. They were permanent. They were like the foundation that typically helps a building to permanently stand. A person that is full of faith has a strong foundation that is concrete and set. A reason a person can be faithful is because they truly believe and what they have faith in. When a person isn't found faithful, when a person hits and misses church, they come, they don't come, they come, they don't come, they don't have, they come Sunday morning, they don't care about Sunday night, they may not ever show up on Wednesday night, and then they come, they, you know why they're that way? They're not persuaded. They're not persuaded. They're not persuaded. In what they can't see. It's really a lack of faith to not be faithful. You say, how do you say? Well, if God says it's required that you be found faithful, and God says that if you love me, you keep my commandments, and you're not faithful, which is not keeping God's commandments, and you say you love God, which one's telling the truth? But a person that is full of faith that what God says is true, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Therefore, if I love him, I'll have to keep his commandments. Why am I persuaded that way? Because I'm full of faith that God is telling me the truth. And his word is true. But when you're not faithful, you're telling everybody that your way's better. Or it's a, you and God got an agreement. Or you don't care. Or you don't think it's a big deal. Or you don't think that there's any reckoning coming. You don't think that there's a day of judgment where God's going to reward you or not reward you. Or you just don't care. Because all of that stuff is found in the Bible. And none of us have seen it. Therefore, it all has to be applicated by faith. And so I'm here to submit that faithfulness is a true indicator of faith. Faith is the substance, the concrete, the foundation of things expected, but not seen. Do you believe that you and I will one day stand before the judgment seat of Christ? Do you believe that? You believe it by faith. But isn't it fair to say if we truly believe that, we'd really live differently than we do now? So do we really believe it? These are fair questions. Why am I asking these questions? So we can evaluate where we're at in our spiritual walk with Christ. Do you have faith in Him? Absolutely. Do you expect what He says is true? You betcha. Have you seen it? Not at all. How's it changing the way you live? Are you letting Christ live through you? Do you believe that He can? That's faith. If you're here today and you don't know Christ, you need to put your faith and trust in Him. If you are saved, you need to live for Him. Father, thank you for your word and thank you for the truths that we find in Scripture. Simple thought, truly is simple. Faith is the substance of things that we expect and we haven't seen. You're the one that gave us the definition. In order to be saved, we have to have faith.